Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, Weezer. Yeah!
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to introduce Weezer. With special guests, Angels and Airwaves, and Canada's own Tokyo Police Club. Friday, October 10th, at General Motors Place. This is Weezer's first tour in 3 years. Drummer Pat Wilson announced, if you want to rock, you know where to find us. Don't miss Weezer with special guests, Angels and Airwaves, and Tokyo Police Club at General Motors Place on October 10th.
Tickets on sale now.
Now.
I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine. Making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Thanks for dropping by Thursday evening, September 11th, 2008. There's something about this date. I can't quite put my finger on it. Oh, yeah, that's it. September 11th, a date 7 years ago, close friends of the Bush family pooled their resources and money that they got from the United States and other places and plotted a major terrorist attack in the United States. And ever since then, the Republican Party has been able to push through all of the social and financial changes that they've wanted to do for decades. It's all a coincidence, but anyway. This is Exquisite Corpse. We're going to be looking at that date. I know, not very original, but it's what I have for you this evening. So we're going to be looking into Steinsky right now and a track called Number 3 on Flight 11 to start us off here on September 11th. Thank you.
things happen.
Even in New York.
What the hell is going on there?
Who the hell are you?
How I long for New York.
How I long for New York. How I long.
When the telephone rings.
When the telephone rings.
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hi. Chilling autumn rains.
Chilling.
Curtain skyscrapers, then make them more beautiful to see.
Hello? Yes, hello?
With water dripping.
Water dripping.
I wish somehow I could wash this perishing world.
What is your name? You're gonna have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Sure. What is your name?
Okay, my name is Betty Ong. I'm number 3 on flight 11.
Okay. I'm sorry, did you say you're the flight attendant?
Even in New York. How I long for New York.
How I long
when the telephone rings.
How I long for New York. How I long for New York.
And the cockpit is not answering their phone. And there's somebody strapped in business class, and we can't breathe in business class. Somebody's got mace or something.
A withered dream in windy fields of memory.
Memory. Memory.
Our number one got stabbed. Our person is stabbed. Nobody knows who's stabbed who, and we can't even get up to business class right now because nobody can breathe.
Piercing like a knife.
And we can't get up to the cockpit. The door won't open.
This point,
this is operations. What flight number are we talking about?
Flight 12.
Flight 12. Okay. No, we're on flight 11 right now. This is flight 11. This is flight 11.
Yeah,
this is flight 11.
Even in New York.
Yay, get your face toasted.
You got this.
How I long for New York.
The Rupert Fox Theater proudly presents.
When the telephone rings.
Is anybody still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. I'm staying on the line as well.
Okay.
And hang on, are you guys in?
The lovely spring night suddenly vanished. While we viewed the traffic pass. Yet the morning glories bloom.
American Airlines emergency line, please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
securing the gate in the old fence. Even in New York,
I gotta talk to you. I want you to tell me something. I want you to give it to me straight. Get me?
How I long for New York.
The storybooks are bullshit.
When the telephone rings.
Is anybody still there?
Yes, we're still here. Yes. We're still here. Yes. We're still here.
CBS News continuing coverage of the attack on America, a series of coordinated terror strikes today at this country, its people, our freedom. Strikes that came without warning. 4 U.S. commercial jetliners were hijacked, 2 crashed into the World Trade Center here in New York City, and sent the giant twin towers filled with workers crumbling to the ground. A 3rd hijacked airliner slammed into the seat of American military power, the Pentagon. The 4th hijacked airliner, target unknown, but possibly a target intended in or near Washington, went down in southwestern Pennsylvania. Here. Here's what's happening at this hour. As the evening goes on and night begins to fall in New York and Washington, brave rescue workers are searching desperately for victims in the rubble of the World Trade Center towers and a 3rd building around the World Trade Center that also collapsed. 50,000 people generally work in the World Trade Center. A count of the dead still a long way off. Emergency operations are also continuing at the scene of the crisis at the Pentagon in Pennsylvania. There were well over 250 people on the 4 crashed planes. In contrast to the chaos on the ground, the skies are eerily quiet because the FAA has grounded all civilian aircraft at least until noon tomorrow. There is unprecedented security around the leadership of the U.S. government. President George W. Bush will address the nation from Washington, we're now told, at 9 Eastern time this evening. And that will be roughly 2.5 hours from now, the president will address the nation. The president has put the U.S. military on high alert worldwide. President Bush vowed that the United States will find and punish whoever's behind what he described as, quote, these cowardly acts. Early speculation, underscore the word speculation, centers on Osama bin Laden. We have mobilized the full resources of CBS News to bring you clear, accurate coverage of this day that will live in infamy. CBS News correspondents and producers are deployed throughout the country and around the world. We begin here in New York City, ground zero for the attack on America.
Chaos, it's just chaos out here, really. So, 2004, it's amazing, it's crazy. I can't believe this should happen.
This really cowardly
act. I'm getting right here. Chaos, it's just chaos out here, really. So, 2004, it's amazing, it's crazy. I can't believe this should happen.
This really cowardly act.
I'm getting right here. Chaos, it's just chaos out here, really. So, 2004. It's amazing. It's crazy. I can't believe this should happen.
This cowardly act.
I'm getting right here. Chaos. It's just chaos out here, really. So, 2004. It's amazing. It's crazy. I can't believe this should happen. I really can't. I'm getting right here.
And there was an explosion outside
the Sears Tower in Chicago that's been evacuated, and we continue to check on the circumstances there. The Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House have been evacuated in Washington as well.
And there was an explosion
of the Sears Tower in Chicago that's been evacuated, and we continue to check on the circumstances there. The Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House have been evacuated in Washington.
pressure as well.
And there was an extreme
of Sears Tower in Chicago that's been evacuated and we continue to check on the circumstances there. The Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House have been evacuated.
And there was a national catastrophe. And there was an extreme
of Sears Tower in Chicago that's been evacuated and we continue to check on the circumstances there. The Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House have been evacuated and we continue to check on the circumstances there. And there was an extreme of Sears Tower in Chicago that's been evacuated.
Joining us, this is the aftermath of a horrific event that began unfolding about an hour and 20 minutes ago. A jet plane slammed into the side of Tower 2 of the World Trade Center. Then a few minutes later, another jet slammed into Tower 1. The second Tower 1, I should say, the upper floors have collapsed. They're absolutely gone.
John, I'm actually in our office here at the Pentagon, and according to counterintelligence sources, they confirmed that it was a plane that crashed into the south end of the Pentagon near the helipad. This is a route that commercial aircraft flying into National Airport, which is just a few miles away, they take sometimes on final approaches. They come to the airport, but again, intelligence sources, counterintelligence sources confirming that it was a plane that crashed on the side of the Pentagon. Now, here in our Pentagon office, producer Chris Wright says that there was no shaking of the building or even sounds. Of course, the Pentagon is built to withstand attacks perhaps like this one, but we are getting reports from eyewitnesses who were on Highway 110, which is just west of the Pentagon. One eyewitness claiming that he saw a U.S. Air 737 plane.
Downtown Manhattan, as people realize they really need to leave the area entirely after spending the last hour or so just watching this from afar.
The dust is still thick in the air. What that guy is covered with is this stuff that's all over the street. Just thick soot, ash, just came roaring down here in a huge cloud from the World Trade Center. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This is huge.
Unbelievable.
This is huge.
This is smoke on the water of the Hudson River, New York City Harbor, and we will show you on videotape again the collapse of the second of the World Trade Center buildings. One had collapsed earlier, and then there was this collapse. This is smoke on the water of the Hudson River, New York City Harbor, and we will show you on videotape again the collapse of the second of the World Trade Center buildings.
One had collapsed. One man just shaking his head said to me a few moments ago, I was supposed to be at a meeting in the building at 10:30 this morning. And then I saw the second plane hit the tower in this flash of light. There's a complete cessation of regular life. There's one delivery man standing here looking like he doesn't know where to go with this stack of beer crates. So all of Lower Manhattan is just standing in the streets on this Sunday morning looking at this unrealistic sight in front of us, this gray smoke coming out of the Trade Center.
There's never been anything like this in the history of the United States.
Sears Tower in Chicago has been evacuated, and we continue to check on the circumstances there. The Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House have been evacuated in Washington as well.
There has to be an international, perhaps United Nations response, a coordinated response to prevent this from happening again. This is a massive attack on the United States, but also on the international community.
We, like them, will not rest until this evil is driven from our world.
You know, the first thought that came to me, and as you know, I've certainly been reporting news in this city for some 23 years, and just having experienced a number of events, I look at something like this and I say, am I watching something that's really happening?
Okay.
It's almost like a movie, because, you know, you do see films that are based on this type of thing, and you almost ask yourself if I'm watching the wrong channel. Maybe
right.
This is a film. Maybe this is a movie. But this is the reality of what's going on. And look at that video as you're speaking about this.
Hard to look at.
It really is, and you know, the first thought that came to me, and as you know, I've certainly been reporting news in this city for some 23 years, and just having experienced a number of events, I look at something like this and I say, am I watching something that's really happening?
There were thousands of people, perhaps, among them some of New York's finest and bravest police and fire officials, trying to effect the rescue of those people who were caught in the top of those buildings. At the time, we thought, and here you look at the replay of the plane slamming, this is the second plane now, slamming into the second tower, and the catastrophic explosion there that certainly killed everyone on board the plane, as well as probably hundreds in the World Trade Center towers. So there were firefighters and police officers on the ground trying to effect the rescue of those people above, and all of a sudden, both of the towers came cascading down around them. Clearly, a great number of the people whose lives have been lost today are the firefighters and the rescue crews who were trying to help save others. We are awaiting word from President Bush. He was in Florida at the time this all began. As you look at these unedited pictures of people scrambling away from the dust cloud resulting from the collapse of the World Trade Center.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Am I watching something that's really happening?
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices. Secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
Am I watching something that's really happening?
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
Am I watching something that's really happening?
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger.
I want to get somebody to fix some monitors here for me, please. I want this monitor in front of me here to look like that monitor, so I know what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But some intelligence sources are now saying that the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine is claiming credit. In the meantime, however, the Israeli government is said by sources to believe that Osama bin Laden is responsible for the operation, and those two organizations are related, but they are not exactly the same. I suspect, John, before all is said and done, we will hear more on that aspect of all this. But obviously that is something that we're all keeping an eye on to see if some kind of authenticatable or credible claim of responsibility for these astonishing attacks
many perpetrators
is made that we can believe.
Indicators of precisely who they are. This was too broadly based a terrorist act to be just a few crazies. This is a terrorist movement, and we know where they're located today. And obviously, as a nation, we're going to have
this
to take action.
This is not something some small cell.
You prepare for the worst.
This is obviously
you don't
a group or groups.
This is the worst. You prepare for the worst.
We as a nation are going to have to make a very decisive retaliation as soon as we are able
happen.
To identify exactly who this was.
But you don't believe that it'll happen? And this is the worst. You prepare for the worst?
I don't think you could have trained and prepared for this mission. I don't think without sanctuaries, without people who were protecting them, without safe areas, without training camps. This was not prepared in a couple of mobile homes by a handful of fanatics. This is a well-financed, systematic act and could not be sustained. without the support of some very major states, and we have to make clear that we will not tolerate any nation harboring training grounds, preparation areas, or known fugitives, and that we will exert whatever level of pressure and force is necessary to get those people released.
Also in there, Sam Moore and
every man and every woman in the United States.
We must be the great bosses of the market. For us, this is an emergency, as serious as war itself. We have no excuse for defeatism. We have every good reason. In the future.
With special feelings of sorrow and solemn gratitude, we think of those who called upon to lay down their lives in that far-off land, who once again, those encouraged and sacrificed, can keep freedom alive upon the earth.
This is an emergency as serious as war itself.
Good damn it, love. Good damn it, love.
Great. Magical recordificating button.
Scientific program.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts. The student-run, not-for-profit grocery store is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
You're listening to Exquisite Corpse, CITR 101.9 Vancouver. It's 8 o'clock. Just heard a series of tracks there. First one we heard was Steinsky with number 3 on Flight 11. And after that, National Cynical Network with a track called 9-11. We heard some plucked in here with, also with... A War for Peace, and we're about to hear maybe just one more track based on the infamous date today. This is Annie DeFranco with Self-Evident on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Poems. We're nine.
Try it again.
Us people are just poems. We're 90% metaphor, with a leanness of meaning approaching hyperdistillation. And once upon a time, we were moonshine, rushing down the throat of a giraffe. Yes, rushing down the long hall, despite what the PA announcement says. Yes, rushing down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that it will always be there. It's part of a pair. There on the bow of Noah's Ark, the most prestigious couple just kicking back, parked against a perfectly blue sky on a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze. On the day that America fell to its knees after strutting around for a century without saying thank you or please. And the shock was subsonic and the smoke was deafening between the setup and the punchline, because we were all on time for work that day. We all boarded that plane for to fly. And then while the fires were raging, we all climbed up on the windowsill, and then we all held hands and jumped into the sky. And every burrow looked up when it heard the first blast, and then every dumb action movie was summarily surpassed, and the exodus uptown by foot and motor car looked more like war than anything I've seen so far. So far. So far. So far. So fierce and ingenious, a poetic specter so far gone that every jackass newscaster was struck dumb and stumbling over, oh my God, and this is unbelievable, and on and on. And I'll tell you what, while we're at it, you can keep the Pentagon, you can keep the propaganda, you can keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution. Even as the blue toxic smoke of our lesson in retribution is still hanging in the air, and there's ash on our shoes. And there's ash in our hair. And there's a fine silt on every mantle from Hell's Kitchen to Brooklyn. And the streets are full of stories, sudden twists and near misses. And soon every open bar is crammed to the rafters with tales of narrowly averted disasters. And the whiskey is flowing like never before, as all over the country, folks just shake their heads and pour. Here's a toast to all the folks that live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, El Salvador. Here's a toast to all the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation, under the stone cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down a threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Peace in the form of a dream. Cause take away our PlayStations and we are a third world nation under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida, folks, and boy, did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me. Cause I am a poem heeding hyperdistillation, and I've got no room for a lie so verbose. Yeah. Yes, I'm looking out over my whole human family, and I'm raising my glass in a toast. Here's to our last drink of fossil fuels. Thank you. may we vow to get off of this sauce. Shoo away the swarms of commuter planes. Find that train ticket we lost. 'Cause once upon a time, the line followed the river and peeked into all the backyards. And the laundry was waving and the graffiti was teasing us from brick walls and bridges. We were rolling over ridges, through valleys, under stars. I dream of touring like Duke Ellington in my own railroad car. Of waiting on the tall, blonde wooden benches in a grand station aglow with grace, and then standing out on the platform and feeling the air on my face. Give back the night its distant whistle, give the darkness back its soul, give the big oil companies the finger finally, and relearn how to rock and roll. Yes, the lessons are all around us, and the truth is waiting there. It's time to pick through the rubble, clean the streets, and clear the air. Get our government to pull its big dick out of the sand of someone else's desert. Put it back in his pants with the hypocritical chance of freedom forever. 'Cause when one lone phone rang in 2001 at 10 after 9 on 911, which was the number we all call when that lone phone rang right off the wall, right off our desk and down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that the whole world turned just to watch it fall. While we're at it, remember the first time around? The bomb, the rider truck, the parking garage, the princess that didn't even feel the pee. Remember joking around in our apartment on Avenue D? Can you imagine how many paper coffee cups would have to change their design following a fantastical reversal of the New York skyline? It was a joke at the time. And that was just a few years ago, so let the record show that the FBI was all over that case, that the plot was obvious and in everybody's face. And scoping that scene religiously, the CIA, or is it KGB, committing countless crimes against humanity with this kind of eventuality as its excuse for abuse after expensive abuse, and they didn't have a clue. Look, another window to see through. Way up here on 104th floor. Look, another key, another door. 10% literal, 90% metaphor. 3,000 some poems disguised as people on an almost too perfect day. Must be more than poems in some asshole's passion play. So now it's your job, and it's my job to make it that way, to make sure they didn't die in vain. Shh. Baby, listen. Hear the train. We'll be right back.
first priority is to support terror. In order to do so, I have directed my national security advisor and my homeland security director to put anthrax in the U.S. mail. The more credible this threat of terror, the more likely that the Defense Department is able to justify obsolete bases, obsolete programs, obsolete weapons systems, and every service and every constituency of our military. Every nation now knows that America and our friends are clearly the most likely sources of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. We will give the agents of terror every resource, every weapon, every tool they need. We will give them the training they need, the compensation they deserve. We have to finance terror and those who sponsor it. I'll request an overall increase in funding to support this vital mission. This year, we've already requested nearly $3 billion additional dollars for terrorists, more than doubling the level of funding prior to September the 11th. It's not enough. We must be able to support terror on our terms, including the terror that could arrive on a missile. Every dollar of defense spending must give them the training they need using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. Car bombs and box cutters, dangerous diagrams for crude weapons, nuclear materials, weapons of mass destruction, the world's most dangerous technologies, and the missiles to deliver them at longer and longer ranges. Crucial partner in this effort is Russia. Our two countries will expand efforts to provide chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. The United States will also work with Russia to build a facility to train the agents of terror and in supporting those who fight for it, using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. They use it without mercy, and for their dedication and for their service, America is grateful. Secretary Rumsfeld testified in court that he was involved in an effort 10 years ago to obtain chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. What's different today is our sense of urgency. Every day I make decisions influenced by the world's most dangerous people. To reach decisions, a president needs more than data and information. A president needs real and current knowledge and analysis of the plans, intentions, and capabilities of our friends. The last several months have shown that there is no substitute for good terrorist people on the ground with car bombs and box cutters. These are the people who find the targets and new weapons to attack and defeat them. The United States must rebuild our network of terrorists. So America is required once again to change the way our military thinks and fights, not to win wars, but mainly to dominate a country and intimidate the world far into the future. And starting on October 7th, the innocent people in Afghanistan got the first glimpses of a new American military that cannot and will not value innocent life. For the good of peace, we're moving forward with an active program to increase civilian casualties almost instantly. In order to do so, we must gain the means to kill on a scale much, much higher with every method at our disposal. Our military has a new and essential mission appropriate to their status as murderers. Fire on innocent life with extreme accuracy. It's not enough that the consequences be costly. They must be devastating. Afghanistan has been a proving ground for this new approach. Precision-guided munitions also offer great promise. We're striking with greater effectiveness, greater range, with overwhelming force. And our every hope is that our military will multiply their murders in Afghanistan. All at once, a new threat to civilization is erasing peace and safety and innocent life. The great threat to civilization is now the military of the United States of America. Every nation now knows that America cannot and will not be held to account. Above all, we are acting to end the freedom of the United States of America. The American people must be willing to sacrifice some of their own freedoms piece by piece. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies, these are the people who find the targets, follow the American people, and help us disrupt the vast majority of great democracies. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies must work more closely together and then dominate the American people far into the future. We must be able to kill skeptics and old values like progress and freedom and choice and culture and music and laughter must be limited on our terms. We will track the American people with surveillance from air and space, trace their communications, disrupt their funding, and forsake our commitment to liberty far into the future. And forsaking our freedoms is only the beginning. They have been warned.
They are being watched, and they will be held to account.
And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Track there by Our Brother, The Native, I think is the name of the band. And it looks like the CD title is called Make Amends for We Are Merely Vessels. Or, if you're just reading the side of the disc, it says Our Brother, and then the title might be The Native, but... No, the other side it says, Make Amends for We Are Merely Vessels. Okay, I guess that's it. Our Brother the Native. Very nice ethereal stuff, which we like here. We heard some Primes before that. Primes from Psycho Wolf Canine Clicks, which appeared in my box this evening as I came in. There it was. Primes. Let me see a little bit more about what they had to tell me about Primes. Primes at its core are Tanya P and JJD, two artist musicians who started working together in 2005 after over 10 years of history in both the electronic rave and post-punk scenes in Vancouver, Canada. To date, they have released two full lengths, self-titled in 2005 under a different lineup, and 2007's Facades and Pink Forms. This new one is called Psycho Wolf, like I said. And they are now living in London, England, evidently. The track we heard was Canine Clicks. We heard Department of Corrections. And that was the George Bush. I like to call them corrections. The George Bush cut-up, I guess. Called Drums of War from DIYmedia.net. And if you can't get enough of those George Bush cut-ups, may I direct you to DIYmedia.net. Not .com, not .org, .net. All right, and you'll find what seems like hundreds of George Bush cut-ups, but they're not all George. They got all sorts of the politicians, but most of them, of course, being Mr. Bush. I can tell you from personal experience that working on a cut-up of George Bush is painstakingly painful. And they take time. And you listen to the voice over and over again. It just about drives you insane. Insane with loathing and yet the urgency of... The fierce urgency of now, I guess. Ulan Cole was in there with number 7 from just a disc full of tracks. Ulan Cole, who is, I don't know, it's a name. Name Stephen R. Smith is going under, evidently. I'm not sure what it means. Just not sure. But Stephen R. Smith's Ulan Cole, that's U-L-A-A-N-K-H-O-L. Anybody else feeling kind of hopeless? I'm just thinking about everything around us and how... What's happening to us? In the United States in particular, right? It looks like Obama's going to play the high ground during his campaign. And the Republicans are going to do their usual smear campaigns and throwing lies and mud and swill and garbage at the other candidate. And Democrats are going to sit back and basically keep preaching to the choir when they need to get a little more on the offensive and really go after it. But, well, it's just not what they do, so we're going to have to deal with another 4 years of neocon nightmare, nutball garbage, wars upon wars, death preceding death, preceding death, social programs cut, rug pulled out from under you, people fighting for a dollar hot dog at the corner stand, trying to feed their families. I tell you, more of us working at Walmart. Groveling. Just to keep that job, just to keep afloat. With all the entrenched power, the power that the Republicans have set themselves up with, more and more power going to the Oval Office. More imperial power going to the president is what was Cheney's dream. Something he learned from Watergate was that you've got to give the president more power and the other parallel forms of government, legislature and House and this and that, would be mere bystanders. And so that's what they've accomplished with the Bush administration. Are they going to relinquish that at this point? No, I don't think so. And there's too many of these undecided people out there. Who are the undecided voters, please? I mean, come on, really? But the people that are swaying in the breeze, believing anything the Republicans are throwing at, that, you know, now Obama's some sort of a child molester. The newest ad is that he wants to teach, Barack Obama wants to teach kindergartners comprehensive sex education because he's a prevert. And the original bill was a plan to teach grade schoolers to protect themselves against predators, sexual predators and whatnot. That was the original intention from Obama's bill. And Republicans have translated it down to a simple little soundbite on TV for all the swaying in the breeze, undecided voters out there. So all they're hearing is, Barack Obama wants to teach our five-year-olds comprehensive sex education. And in case you haven't noticed, he's black. I don't know. Some days I have some hope, and other days I find it hard just getting out of bed. Today's been kind of one of those days. Anyway, thanks for listening. I should probably be relaying this to a therapist of some sort. Where were we? We heard Ani DeFranco in there, self-evident. Ani DeFranco's that spoken word poetry piece. It's a little bit of light hip-hop elements. And I could have found that album in the library, but I found it real quick here on YouTube. So if you just type in self-evident from Ani DeFranco, you could find it, I'm sure, because you're smart. It looks like... No, I shouldn't say. It looks like there's another pair of tickets to Legendary Pink Dots. But it could be or it could not be. Somebody's crossed off something, so I'm afraid to give it away. Just in case that they are actually gone and that it's just a sort of an error in something or other. I don't know. I had valet ready to go for you here. Valet and a track called Fire from Valet's newest release called Naked Acid. Thunderbird Radio Hell is coming up in about 20, 22 or 21 minutes. Stay tuned.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is proud to offer bike valet parking to events in Metro Vancouver. Inspired by the widely successful valet parking in San Francisco, 2 years ago Best began running bike valet in Vancouver with great results. Concertgoers in Deer Lake Park, fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and families spending a day at community events have had their bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding bike valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make traveling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking bike valet for your event.
Thanks for visiting us here at Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse. We only have another 13 minutes or so. Yeah. And we just heard AC and Blind Mamie Forehand with Honey in the Rock from Yeti Magazine number 5, the Yeti Magazine. Can find in finer bookstores and CD stores, actually. This is a Coin Gutter. At least I'm pretty sure. Third conditional from Coin Gutter's Pigeonless. Coingutter.ca, place to go. There you go.
Yeah.
And I'm going to break in here again. That is Coin Gutter. Oh, very beautiful stuff from Pigeonless, from Coin Gutter, third conditional. And I just want to tell you, New Forms Festival is coming up, and it's always an interesting time for modern arts and events. New Forms Media Society is a nonprofit society and media arts organization founded in 2000 that nurtures and connects local and international art, science, and grassroots communities through the annual New Forms Festival. There will be several media artists playing in different parts of the city, and there's a long, long list of groups that, it'd take me quite a while to start telling you about that. So I'm just going to tell you where to go. You should go to New Forms. Track fades back in. That's nice. You can go to no W's, just 2008.newformsfestival.com for information on further information. There you go. Be sure to take a look. It happens from September 18th through the 27th this year. Performance exhibition video form, refining the lens. So, yeah, there's more information. Newformsfestival.com says down here, too. So you can go there. Let's hear a track from Gang Gang Dance from The Believer 2008. Various artist compilation from the magazine. Gang Gang Dance. I don't know if I'll be talking to you before the end of the show. Thunderbird Radio Hell is up in 5 minutes. Stay tuned. Okay, one more track for you here. This is Tickly Feather, and on Tickly Feather, a track called Fancy Walking from Exquisite Corpse Radio here. And until next week, remember, the future is bleak. And get the podcast, don't you? Why don't you? CITR.ca. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, howdy-ha, shindiggers, come on in and join the fun.